about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal.
Nonetheless, I think most extroverts are going, you know what? I think I'll just stay home. It's fun.
Yeah. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, place, identity, and new social norms.
We have now exerted a tremendous amount of control over our environments. So one of the reasons that we're staying home is so that we can control who we come into contact with, how close we get to them, and things like that. I think a lot of people are being quite cautious in their interactions. Nonetheless, I think people are venturing out a little bit more over the last couple of weeks than they had in the 6 or 8 weeks before that. And I think it's creating a certain amount of anxiety that people are now suddenly back in an environment in which they have less control over those interactions in ways that we probably largely didn't notice before. It wasn't salient in our environment, but now suddenly we're noticing, oh, there's another person and they're also on the sidewalk. And what do I do? somebody suddenly steps out of their house and it changes the entire dynamic in ways that didn't have an influence before. And we haven't yet developed particularly good social norms yet. So every interaction feels like we're negotiating it in a new way. And so it creates these moments of uncertainty for everybody as we navigate outside of our home space and into this world that is less controlled than we've gotten used to and comfortable with.
Yeah, and I think in addition to control, there's also the aspect of security, right? Because I think when we're in our workspace, when we're in our home, we're feeling like, well, this is a safe place to be. And even, you know, in most communities, walking outside and, you know, walking your dog or taking a walk or going on the trail and going for a run, those all seem like pretty secure places. Right. And now, because of the change in circumstances, they aren't necessarily secure places in ways that we were able to pretty much ignore otherwise. And it puts everybody on the kind of alert that makes you think about things that are happening that ordinarily you wouldn't have to think about.
Yeah, it makes for a very interesting time that creates, I think, a lot of a little bit more distress with social interactions. I think one of the things that's fascinating is even people who are naturally quite outgoing, extroverted, like being around a lot of people, are treating other people with a lot more caution and care. In ways that, because the circumstance demands that. And it actually, it's interesting, you know, early on people were talking about these differences between extroverts and introverts. And, you know, what I find interesting is I think almost everybody is adapting to this circumstance reasonably well. And what I mean by that is, you know, what we forget about personality characteristics is that they're really just default motivations. That all else being equal, you will gravitate towards a particular situation. But when situations place a very strong demand on you about what it is you're supposed to do, then you don't necessarily allow that personality characteristic to dominate your actions or even your interpretations of things. And the COVID virus is such a strong motivator. We want to protect ourselves from it, then I think it dominates a lot of our personality characteristics. And so while someone might say, yeah, I'm an extrovert, all else being equal, I'd love to be around a lot more people. Nonetheless, I think most extroverts are going, you know what? I think I'll just stay home. It's fun.
Yeah. I mean, I think all of us, and this goes back to what Art was saying about developing a new set of social conventions, all of us learn ways of interacting in different spaces, right? So if we're at the grocery store, there are certain ways that we greet other people, passing them in an aisle or looking for something that we can't find or something like that. And of course at work, we have different kinds of ways of interacting with the people that we see all the time and the people that we see less frequently. But all of our memories are associated with the context in which they were developed. So, I mean, when we think about how we behave at work, the actual physical place of work is part of that memory. And if we're in a place that's not work, like working from home, all of those contextual cues are absent. So there are a lot of things that are now contextual cues having to do with being home and being relaxed and, you know, taking it easy. And now we're in a totally different kind of situation because our work life has come into our home space. And so that's a challenge for many people to make that adjustment.
And, you know, it's interesting to get back to this notion of personality for a second. Critics of an overall theory of personality really argue that there isn't a dominant overall motivation, but instead that the way to understand human behavior is through a set of what have been called person by situation interactions. And so Yuichi Shoda and Walter Mischel argued that really it's not about global personality. It's how you act in particular situations. And so You, by that theory, you literally could be one person in the work environment and a different person in the home environment because it is a person by situation interaction. And so then, as Bob, as you're saying, when your work environment melds with your home environment, now which situation are you in? And so which person are you in this situation? Are you the work self? Are you the home self? Are you a mix of them? And do behaviors that you normally perform in one place now start to bleed over into the other in ways that might actually feel a little strange for the people who are interacting with you? Because unbeknownst to you, right, we're not aware of these person by situation interactions.
Yeah.
They emerge as the way that we do things. It may very well be that we notice certain differences in some of the people we interact with a lot, say in the workspace, when we find ourselves dealing with them primarily out of now what is their home workspace.
Next week, we'll talk about social distancing and spontaneity with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is typically our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy, reporting for duty from my closet in Austin, Texas.